Welcome back. We are pleased to welcome back to the program folks from the Quincy Symphony Orchestra to tell you about the remainder of their concert season. Three more performances coming up between now and April, and the next one is this Sunday at Quincy High School. So our president, Brian Hickox, and conductor, Yuichi Utagawa, are in the house. Hey, guys.
Hi, Joe.
Hello, good morning. It's
great Happy to New be Year, here. Actually.
Happy New Year. We haven't talked in a while.
Yeah, it has been a little while. Yeah. Good to see you both.
Great to see you.
Yeah, as always. Right? Actually, I have folks Sunday all planned out for them already. So we have the Lunar New Year Festival at North Quincy High School. That starts at 11 in the morning. Mm-hmm. So folks can go there for a few hours. Okay. And go down the street up to Quincy High School for the 2:30 performance of your classical concert. Right? Classical concert number 2.
That's right. Right.
And after that, they go skating at the rink until 8 o'clock at night. So
they got a full day.
Full day. All planned for them.
You are the Quincy concierge.
Brian, how's your season been going so far?
It's been fine.
Yeah.
We had a great opening classical concert with the Quincy Choral Society. We performed Brahms' German Requiem, and that was absolutely fabulous.
It went so well, yeah.
It's quite a major work.
Is it?
And it's very emotional, as one would imagine with a Requiem.
Mm.
All that being said.
Yeah, and it was packed.
Oh, that's
audience.
Good to hear.
It was, yeah.
That's good
and,
to hear.
And working with the Quincy Choral Society was a thrill.
Yeah.
And Sarah LaBrie is terrific.
She's super awesome.
Yeah, and I think it was a great time was had by all.
Yeah. It's not this collaboration is relatively new between the Choral Society and the Symphony, right, Yuichi?
But it
really has worked out well. It's a natural fit.
It has worked out well.
Yeah.
And we will be doing more outdoor pops concerts for the city together.
Great.
I think we're going to do one in September.
Super.
Right. We'll
be back way before then to talk about that.
Okay. Yeah, I hope so.
sure. But that's been a huge hit. I know.
Yeah.
It really
has. And it's been. I think audiences have loved it,
The
musicians have loved it. Right.
Is that true? Is that Brian? Brian?
It adds a nice flavor.
Yeah.
You know, in instrumental music, you know, we're so used to paying attention to the musicians who are playing in the string section, the wind section, but then there's that choral component that adds even a deeper, richer environment for us to perform in, so we're really enjoying it.
And I would think that the same would be true for the folks in the choral society, too, right? They're not used to having instrumentation, you know, so to have that addition in addition to their voices really adds another layer.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, they do occasionally, I think that collaboration has just been welcomed by both groups.
Yeah.
And we've really enjoyed it.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's great. Then you had your Tis the Season concert, right? That was
always fun.
Always a huge hit.
And then also working with all the students and the teachers.
Yes.
And chorus there, too.
Right.
Tim Carew does a wonderful job.
He certainly does.
Yeah.
The choral groups are absolutely fabulous.
The city's really fortunate to have both the Choral Society and the Symphony as well. And the school musicians are really on par themselves as well.
Absolutely. Yeah. And the city and the mayor and the superintendent have just been so kind of encouraging.
That's
and
great.
So we feel very fortunate.
Well, you know, to that end then, Brian, I don't know if you were during the mayor's State of the City address not too long ago, he mentioned creating a performing arts center in Quincy Center. He specifically mentioned the symphony as one possible organization to utilize that.
So, yes, we've just begun to understand what that vision looks like.
Yeah.
And so we're getting into the meeting stages. Mm-hmm. We'll look forward to that. And he's asked for input.
Mm-hmm.
And so as recently as last night, I asked Yuichi to put together his Christmas wish list.
Oh yes, absolutely.
It's very exciting.
Yeah.
It's very exciting. And I think that, you know, people don't realize the importance of civic areas where a community can come together, and having facilities like that is really there's a lot of benefit to it.
Mm-hmm.
So
he specifically mentioned, you know, it could be for both professional performances, but also community groups like the symphony.
I think it'd be wonderful.
What's on the Yuichi wish list for the Performing Arts Center? You know,
if money were no object. Well, you know, there are all kinds of considerations, like just the stage size, right? Making sure that it's big enough for orchestras to fit, or whoever you're going to be bringing.
There's over 100 members in the symphony, right?
Yeah, and then the acoustics of the hall.
Yep.
Is it going to need microphones, or will it be live enough for acoustic instruments to perform?
Yep.
Will it be flexible to do that? What's the size of the Performing Arts Center, right? Sometimes it can get too big. weirdly, right?
Interesting,
Especially for acoustic instruments.
I think he's talking about seating for between 1,000 and 1,500.
I think that's a perfect size.
You think so?
That's a perfect size.
What's like Symphony Hall in Boston?
I think Symphony Hall is a little over 2,000.
It's about 2,000.
Okay. Yeah, all right. And that's... some modern halls are just gargantuan,
sure.
and it's too big for orchestras.
It's like a stadium show at
that
point, right?
Right. Okay. Then you need miking, and then you lose the kind of immediate acoustic aspects of it.
Be huge video screens,
right.
So folks in the back
exactly.
can see it.
Exactly. And then there's funny things like, storage. Right?
Oh, okay.
And chairs and stands.
Things you don't think of.
All these things have to be considered. Dressing rooms.
Yeah.
Warming up facilities.
Rehearsal space,
if possible.
And then there's one other component, in that it's a community gathering spot for receptions. If there's going to be a professional group coming on, or even the Quincy Symphony, mm-hmm. we have our intermissions,
mm-hmm. yep.
and for a little snack or a little drink, things of that sort.
Sure.
So we, many years ago, performed outside the school for Pops concerts,
yep.
and many of the attendees would enjoy a cheese and cracker plate at a Pops concert with a cocktail.
Sure.
And, well, we don't do that in the schools,
right.
but so this might be an opportunity for some gathering spot for people who are attending a performance.
Yeah. Well, it's nice to hear that the city is getting you in on the ground level.
Well, and Yoichi brings up a lot of important points. The acoustics, I've seen so many halls that are built just to be built, not with the acoustics focus, and therefore remedies have to happen after the fact.
Yeah.
For example, it's too live and they have to put curtains
or
sound dampening. In other cases, it's too much and they have to change out material and chairs. Mm. Doing it right from the beginning is going to... Mm. I spoke last night with someone who played on Symphony Hall stage a number of years ago at a family concert. And without microphones, the symphony work was just completed and it rang throughout the hall, and there was a child up in the balcony that said, "Wow," and they could hear him on stage.
Okay. That's when you know they got it right.
Yeah,
that
yeah.
Is when you
right.
know they got it right. Well, it's designed specifically for a symphony.
Exactly.
Right? Yeah.
Exactly.
So it's not one size fits all. Let's see if we can do the same thing.
No, it's very exciting, though.
I would think so.
Yeah, it's very exciting.
Have members of the orchestra expressed excitement about it?
Oh, sure. I mean, I don't know that everybody knows about it yet.
No, it's very much in the early stages.
It's in the early stages, but it's exciting.
Yeah.
Kudos to the mayor. He's certainly put a stamp on the city here with so many projects, and many people have vision, but to take that through to reality is admirable.
Absolutely.
But in the short term, you're still at the high schools, which is
not such a bad thing. No, and we love that too.
Sure.
And I mean, the facilities at both schools are very nice.
Yes.
Yeah, I've been with the Quincy Symphony, I don't know how many years now, but there has definitely been an upgrade in the schools.
It might be 31 seasons.
Is it? I don't know, gosh. How could that be? I'm only 25.
It started when you were 10, Yoichi. You were a child prodigy, right? a long time. So you've seen the progression.
Yes, yes. And there's clearly a progression.
Sure,
yeah,
which is nice. Including this coming Sunday at the Lloyd Hill Performing Arts Center at Quincy High School, classical concert Due.
Yes.
What's happening?
So we're doing two works, one by Robert Schumann, German composer, his Symphony No. 4. It's a beautiful romantic piece. And there's a kind of story, and Brahms, Schumann was a mentor of Brahms, right? And so that's why we put these two pieces together.
Fun.
And then after
student becomes teacher.
Or student becomes master.
Right.
Who knows? But they had a very close relationship. And then there's also the added gossip that Brahms was in love with Schumann's wife. And Schumann had tragedy. He unfortunately jumped off a bridge and tried to kill himself, and he died in an insane asylum, basically.
Really?
Yeah, but he was a great composer. Mm. I mean, people think, classical music, that's so, highbrow, but there's just a lot of drama there, too.
It sounds like it, yeah, okay. Well.
And then Brahms wrote this incredible violin concerto, and our soloist is Lucy Lin of the Boston Symphony.
Yes.
And she is just, off the charts, right? I mean, the way she was playing last night, oh my gosh.
So she's rehearsed with you? And
yeah.
We've had worked with her before, right?
Many times, yeah. And she's come to the Quincy Symphony a couple times before.
Yeah.
But jaw-dropping would be an understatement,
is that right?
Yeah. And this one part of the concerto where she's just playing by herself, and it's just, we're all like, how can anyone do that? Like,
really?
Yeah.
It must be so inspiring, Brian. I mean, you're a member of the orchestra, to see somebody perform at that level.
So that's the fun part when she gets to play by herself, because we've have our own parts while she's playing and we're in tune, so to speak.
Sure.
But then there's other times when she has these cadences just playing by herself and we get a chance to sit back and go, wow.
Right. Yeah, you have a front row seat to...
Last night we felt like we were going to have to pinch Yoichi because he, oh, we have to keep going. He was in such awe.
Enthralled, but well, this is a world class musician.
Absolutely.
Yes, that would be an understatement.
Really?
I mean, and really, no. And when you talk about someone like her, and a member of the Boston Symphony too, when you get to that level, you are just talking about the tiniest percentage of people in the world
the
that
elite.
Play at that level.
Right. Yeah.
And to have someone like her come and play with us is.
Yeah.
It's really inspiring for all of us,
I'm curious, did you get a chance to talk to her about her experience with the symphony?
Oh, yeah.
What that's like compared to being with the Boston Symphony.
Yeah. And she's, but when she comes to us, she gets to play the solo, right?
Yeah.
So I think she enjoys that.
Yeah, because she doesn't get that probably.
Yeah, no, she doesn't do that at the Boston Symphony. Yeah. And although she could,
I'm sure.
And there's so many players in that orchestra. That could because they're just such that high a level.
Yeah.
I mean, it's how many people can play on the Patriots, right? How many people play on the Boston Symphony?
It's a good way to describe it.
How many people are on the Olympic team?
You've
it's like that.
Yeah.
I mean, it is the top.
You've really risen to the top.
Not just 1%, not just 0.1%, but 0.01% of 1%.
Yeah, you're really at that elite level.
She's the only one. That could do that at that level
in
that class at this time.
Yes, I mean, just super high.
Yeah.
And to top that off, she's just super nice.
Yeah.
And so humble and so easy to work with.
Just as an example, last night, you talk about she plays with this world-class orchestra, one of the top five orchestras in the world.
Yes.
And then she's playing with us.
Yes.
Maybe the next tier down or two.
Maybe one.
And here she was so kind to point out our principal oboe solo. That she very much enjoyed playing with.
Wow. Yeah.
So that's...
That made that... musician feel pretty darn good.
I'm sure Larry was very happy about it. Yeah.
That's nice. That's really nice. Because she remembers she had to come up through the ranks, right?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, obviously she has God-given talents, certainly. But she has to practice those and rehearse those
and
maintain those skills, right? Yeah.
The people, you can't get to that level with, it's like watching those Olympic athletes, right? I mean, there's got to be an enormous amount of talent, but on top of that, there is just an endless amount of work.
Yes.
Right. To get to that level.
Exactly. Yeah.
There was a book written by John Maxwell called "Talent Is Never Enough."
Yeah.
And it's putting in the hours.
Right.
10,000 hours
of
practice.
Yeah.
And the master of it is making it look flawless and seamless and effortless, right?
Yeah.
That's how you master your craft, right?
That's Yoichi on the podium.
I'm sure. just flows naturally.
He's smiling and you don't know how much is going on.
So it starts at 2:30, Lloyd Hill Performing Arts Center. It's free, but donations are appreciated, right, Brian?
We do appreciate that.
Yeah, absolutely. Is there an intermission?
Yes, there is. Yeah.
Oh, and just a note, the Schumann is 4 movements. However, they're all connected.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's right. So, most symphonies, you there's an amount of music and there's a silence, and then the next movement.
Yeah.
But this one, he was kind of innovating, was trying something out, and it's all connected.
Oh, okay.
So before we start the performance, we're going to take time to show people where the connections
that's
are.
That's what I love about a community orchestra.
Yeah.
Because it's a teaching moment.
Yeah,
awesome.
And so you don't sit there and go, well, when is this thing going to come to an end?
It's not.
And where are we? What's going on here,
I think that's great, because it's an opportunity for folks to understand it that might not be exposed to this.
Absolutely.
Stuff,
yeah, because I remember when I was listening to pieces like this when I was a kid, I didn't, it said there was four movements, but it was like, well, where are they?
They're all together.
Yeah. But if you know, we're going to show them, you know, this is where the this one begins and the next one begins, the next one
That's
begins.
That's great. Yeah. Very good. Maybe inspire the next Lucille Lynn. Who knows? Yeah. You never know who's in the audience, right? So that's this Sunday.
Yes.
But then, Brian, there's still two more performances after that, right?
Yes, March 22nd, we have the family concert. And we'd like you to come.
Well, we need you to come. In fact, you're going to be there because we're doing a family concert.
Yes.
And you will be narrating.
Peter and the Wolf is
Peter
coming
back.
Peter and the Wolf, we must have been inundated with requests to have that narrator come back, right? Is that what happened?
And we love working with you. And it's we were saying, you know, when you're on performance, you get into performer mode. I mean, just like all performers.
The show must go on.
The show must go on.
I'm already practicing my quacks and my roars. And I really enjoy
it. We like it when you do the bird. Yeah.
It is a lot of fun. To see the little kids really enjoy it, so I think it's a lot of fun.
So a couple of notes about that.
Yes.
We were originally scheduled for North Quincy High School at that, but that's going to shift to Central Middle School.
Okay.
So that's March 22nd.
Gotcha.
And the performance will be at 2:30. However, there's going to be an instrument petting zoo.
Which is actually my favorite part. Yes.
We'll get you to play the quack quack on the
I tried the trombone last time and it didn't go so well. Okay. So I'll try a string.
10,000 hours.
10,000 hours. It'll be easy. Just spend 10,000 hours
on
it.
So the petting zoo is 1:30 to 2:15, and it literally is what it says. Your musicians are out. I think it was in the cafeteria last time.
Yes.
But their instruments and folks can use them, right?
That's
try
right.
Them out.
Yeah. They get to see how it works because when you're in the audience, the sound is obvious, but not all the mechanical things.
Oh,
and
that's
how many strings
right.
does a violin have?
Yes.
And
yeah.
How does that stick make the noise?
Right. You know. Yeah. Oh, there's a piece of bamboo in that clarinet. that's what you're blowing to. Right. But you don't know unless you get an up close look at it. Yeah. And then the show is after that. That's a quick one.
Yes, it's a shorter, it's for families.
Yes.
And so I think it's about 45 minutes long or so.
Okay.
And we don't stand on ceremony there. The kids can
bring
be
your,
kids.
Yeah, bring your kids.
It's fine to clap and cheer and
absolutely.
Quack along.
Absolutely.
And then you conclude with another classical concert on April 26th.
That's right. We'll be performing, and that will be at Quincy High School.
Okay.
We'll be performing Tchaikovsky's Sixth Symphony, The Pathetique. Oh, excuse me, The Pastoral.
Pathetique. You're right.
Pathetique?
Yeah,
okay,
yeah. And we do a youth concerto competition, the Eleanor Nelson competition,
yes.
And the young person who won it this year, remarkable young violinist. Nice. And so there's a lot of talent in the world, and we had, I think, about 10 people try out this year, and I think it was the best overall group we've ever had.
That's something.
And I've said this to you many times, we've said it both. The talent of the young people today is off the charts.
Humbling, right?
And it's very. It's really good news.
Yes.
It's good news.
For the future.
For the future.
Yes, exactly.
I mean, you know, sometimes we get bad news. We hear bad news on the
it's
world.
True.
But if you, there's a lot of good news in the world,
come
too.
To a symphony concert.
Yes,
and
you'll see.
QuincySymphonyOrchestra.com is your new website, so folks can go there. And
yes, not.org.com.
Yeah. .com.
Happy rest of the concert season, gentlemen.
Thank you so
Thanks,
much.
Joe.
It's great to see you.
You too.